Good day. Greetings to all of you on today's February 11, 2023, Beyond Earth, Are We Really Alone show. And I'm your host, Ray Trujillo. And it's just such an honor and a pleasure to be here with all of you today. And I truly hope that all of you beautiful starseed lightworker initiates have had a most lovely, splendid 2 weeks past. And as every day there's new information that unfolds, and every day new experiences unfold in our intimate lives, our personal lives, and our spiritual components, all of that is of the divine intimacy within ourselves, with between the trinity of our divine spirit, our mind, body, soul interconnection. And we are all beautiful inhabitants of this divine creation of Earth and the galaxy, in which we all have a purpose to coexist and to unfold with the most wondrousness of heart and the sacredness of our insight and of the journey in our emotional spectrum and what we can provide into the ethers and provide into our fellow brothers and sisters, and of course, our animal kingdom, our creature kingdom. And today there are a few topics that I intend to discuss that may seem fit or appropriate, let's say, to our present observations of events and circumstances that many of you have, I'm sure, experienced for quite some time. And perhaps in this present moment of our space-time continuum, observed maybe, let's say, exacerbations of positive and also negative energetic influences. And I'm referring to, let's say, heightened awareness and also decelerated awareness. And many of you may have heard of the phrase, the terminology of mass psychosis, mass formation psychosis. Yet let's just go from the emanation of mass psychosis. And in the, I would classify it as numbness or zombie mind-like states, and maybe even infantile-like, suddenly seeming erratic behavior traits in others, that especially those that are in the, let's say, privy to certain experiences of observation, that maybe there has been more of a emphasis. And I'll leave it with that. But in there's people who have recently opened their eyes even more so due to those negative infractions and those negative transmissions and negative transgressions of others. And we're talking on an overall scale here. And while I'm also holding on to the space of that, simultaneously, there's even more of a positive to counteract the negative. It is very significant to discuss the significance of how these negative adverse reactions affect all of us, especially those that are really trying to resist the negative sphere on a daily, minutely, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And this can be from the past, present, and also into, of course, our future selves. So that's why this topic today I'd like to make reference to. And so when I speak of this somewhat of a numbness, or when we might observe others in somewhat of that zombie mind-like state, or those that you're observing that seem to have erratic behavior, please, please, please be compassionate with yourself first and foremost, and go into the place of observation and self-love and the atmosphere of love, and also project onto those that are going through various circumstances with the atmosphere of love to the best of your human and spiritual being application. That is what will help transcend and mitigate anything that is of a negative impartation, a negative influence, anything that is engineered or that is organically negative. So just wanted to clarify with that as well. And so when I speak of this, that even in people that prior to me have always had their wits about them, but they're seemingly having a very erratic and, let's say, completely opposite spectrum of how they ordinarily compose themselves. And so you're going to have a bit of this and that across the board. And I'm certainly not referring to individuals that suffer from psychological emergencies such as a psychotic break, because that is a severe occurrence of many factors that remain in the chemical, biochemical, psychological affliction of depletion of various neurochemicals in the brain, such as lithium, serotonin, and so forth, that is always to be received with great clinical care, compassion, with a trusted, certified clinician. So I'm just making that disclaimer before I proceed with the rest of what this topic entails. So essentially, I am referencing to the biochemical, energetic response of these interferences that have been, like I was mentioning earlier, engineered, patterned a certain way to obstruct the pathos, so to speak, in conjunction with the Earth's magnetic shield weakening. And I have spoken of this intermittently in previous shows about our Earth's magnetic shield weakening. And it is very important to know that if you know, or if you don't know, or if you know a little bit, it's worth researching and looking into. And there's many sources that do provide the truth. And we are in the midst of our Earth's 12,000-year cycle. And additionally, 5G technology, the CERN machine, and numerous other complex engineered components have a sort of, let's say, interference as well with the natural deceleration and weakening of our Earth's magnetic shield. So we, and I'll get into this a little more, of course, but we as spiritual beings in a physical form have to really take and implement some countermeasures to regain ourselves during many times of instances in which we may not know what to do, or we may feel that we don't have essentially total control over the elements. So I'll leave it with that. And so, since we all do live in an electromagnetic environment, not only our bodies themselves, the earth, the atmosphere, the, let's say, global electric circuit, there's many references to what that could be termed as. However, in essence, the geomagnetic field, that it is what it is, there is such significance to apply with careful analysis, self-analysis, and thereby giving ourselves more prompts to observe ourselves with even more awareness. And not inferring to the hypercritical aspect of ourselves, yet to be in the state of perpetual awareness of ourselves and others, even more so now than ever before, especially with all of these occurrences that are going on in the world, in society, and also in our galactic kingdom as well. We are loved. We are always loved. We are always cared for, and we are always protected, but we always have to become essentially the master of ourselves in conjunction with God, the Creator, and whatever one wants to classify that for themselves. I just wanted to express that right there. So, in every conceivable tenet of society, we can observe the divine sparks of strength, the empathy, the charity, love, the awakening, the call, the clarion call, perhaps, let's say that, the clarion call to help and to support our fellow inhabitants of Earth. And of course, the animal kingdom. I love the animal kingdom and the creatures of the kingdom, large and small. And this is a reminder to ourselves that we as humans on the microcosm sphere, in a macrocosm, but in our microcosm sphere, in our own ecological dynasty, perhaps the gradual achievement of our ecological liberation, in which the first sparks of the intelligence within us began to challenge our fate. And there's been much hypotheses about all these notions and debates of these instances, yet just for simple purposes that I want to essentially get to, this is an essential component of what I'm going to speak about. So when we essentially go into our ecological destiny and our mental evolution, spiritual evolution, those inclemencies, the physiochemical basis of our memories, perhaps even cosmological situations, the knowledge that we all harbor of that physiochemical basis of memory, feelings, empathy, the functions of our reasoning, and all those notions that do contribute to man being, let's say, the true master of the creation of ourself in conjunction with God, the creator, yet the extension of that creation to which the most transcendental accomplishment of our sovereign selves would be the conquering of our own brain, having our sovereign control over our own thoughts, feelings, our behavioral manifestations and reactions, and so forth. I could go on and on about that. But there is much significance with having the mastery of ourselves. When in the Buddhists, they say the sati mind or the beginner's mind. In different theological interpretations, philosophical interpretations, that is the pursuit of all of us from the beginning of our existence. And so that to be able to control our own mind, and yet while we need might help with, of course, through prayer, through meditation, mantras, chanting, research, study, and to outsource to those that can assist us through various times in our life, or to just cognitively have those types of, let's say, when you verbalize your thoughts, or if you write your feelings down in any way, manner, shape, or form, these are basically the results of the main origin of that we all at one point in our life or throughout our life essentially want to become the true master of our mind. And that is why so many people have certain, let's say, they want to enhance their cognitive function, right? They want to transcend any debilitating notion of anxiety, in which I'm going to discuss all of that as well. And so when we look into our mind's functionings, the behavioral manifestations, which is very important, so behavioral manifestations, the components of that internally, not externally, yet internally, from within the organism, from the inside of our brain, our mind, the spiking neurons where information is interpreted and the responses are organized. And that means that when the responses are organized, essentially that's the ideas, the concepts, the reciprocal influences, and so forth, and theories, interpretations. So that gradual achievement in the or of the ecological liberation, in which I'm going to continue to refer more to throughout today's show and also upcoming shows, perhaps to discuss more of that, our ecological destinies paralleled with our soul's emergence. You know, when we are confronted with the advent of what seemingly appears to be an increase in cognitive dissonance, mass psychosis, formation psychosis, the intensified spectrums of the archaic human antagonism, all while in this third dimension, there is a complete momentous shift to transcend this dimension and to entreat upon its very own progressive spiritual evolution. And everyone knows of this term, of course. That's why most of us that are speaking or listening to others and learning and sharing the spiritual awakening. Essentially, there's so much that is enveloped within that. It's much like a beautiful oak tree with branches, and it just extends, and there's multiple tangents and subsets of that. And so there's so much beautiful nutritive, the nutrients to provide to all of us with hope and optimism. But in that spiritual awakening, the dynasty for all of us to emerge with, not against, And so let's also hold on to emerge with and not against, especially in certain types of perilous times or perilous events or events that are out of our control. But we want to help. We want to do something about it. We want to help to progress with the most positive love and light. But that's when we want to emerge with the spectrum of that spiritual awakening. So, all of you out there that have heard your own call and that you have been living and walking in this for perhaps the beginning of your birth, your own inception upon earth, or even if you had it a little bit belated, who's to say when it's belated or if it's premature? Whenever it comes to you, that is when it's divinely ordained to entreat upon your own spectrum, your own sphere. And everyone has their own time and their own place. And there's no such, let's say, oh, you've missed the boat with that, or you got in the boat too late. Everyone has their own intimate relationship with their own spiritual development. So I also want to make sure that everyone also takes from that whatever they would like to, respectively. And I say that with love and compassion, of course. And so when we emerge with and not against, essentially we are all the mirror. And I've spoken of mirrors before and the mirror of God. And but today, the speculum of God, the mirror speculum of God, the creator, the grand designer, that we all have our individual frequencies to foster and to foist with our inherent gifts and strengthen them with that sacred fortitude. And also, and this is something else I have referenced before, I want to just declare this also today, that some are purified, others purify. Some are enlightened, others enlighten. Some are perfected, and others make perfect. So, in essence, that phrase, that statement, that declaration, it is a there's a biblical reference with that, of course. Yet, no matter what dogma, no matter what theological intrigue or non-intrigue into anything, there is great merit within that phrase, within that declaration, because this is that vacillation of learning and giving, reciprocation, receiving, giving, taking, learning, teaching. So see one, do one, teach one, right? So see one, do one, teach one, and we learn. And if we learn and then we make mistakes, which is totally, absolutely, completely normal, but then we learn from those mistakes, or we learn from if we thought we missed the boat for our spiritual awakening, we're reminded that, okay, that we have our divine ordinance, we have our divine path, we have our divine timing. And so, in the mirror of God and the mirror of ourselves, our sacred selves, there is much to delve into, much to reflect upon in the internal spectrums and also the external spectrums in which we radiate frequencies, the quantum entanglements, the quantum resonance, the atmosphere of love, the atmosphere of our divinity. In conjunction with all matters of the holy universe, the Holy Spirit, the holy divine order. And the rule of law is the equation that is love. Everything equates and originates from love, the sacred virtue of love. And love extends into respect, care, compassion, empathy, the emanation of. To treat someone else much as we would like to be treated, or to do a good deed for the purpose of helping someone else or another living being prosper. And, I'm just going to say it. If I see a little creature upside down, I go over there. I don't care what it is. I will pick him or she up, or whatever you call it, and turn the little insect, if it's a spider, if it's a little ant, I respect. And I'm not telling people to go out there and do something they're afraid of, or if, people can get bit by things. Yes, I know that. I'm just making that disclaimer. Yet you can take a little stick, you can a soft stick, and just turn them over and just say, oh my gosh, you have a chance to live. I have no right to impede upon your right to life, your right to have your experience, even though your life cycle might be different than my human being life cycle, because who's to say that an ant's time on earth, a bumblebee's time on earth, a spider's time on earth, is to them the equivalent of their time could be completely beyond our spectrum of our own interpretation of the time-space continuum. So, in essence, what I'm speaking of is that if we're stranded, if we're upside down, wouldn't it be nice to know that somebody might come along, even if they might not know us, they're afraid, but they say, "Here, take that noose out of the quicksand. I don't know you, but here, grab that little stick. I'm going to help you out of that." And so, essentially, that's a little bit of what I wanted to discuss as well, but I tangented. I didn't mean to digress, but that's the whole sum. So when we care for even the smallest of Earth's creation, then we also can care for our equals, our fellow humans. And so when we can operate from that higher level frequency and transcend anything that is of the negativity, the burdens of certain engineered fears, and the numbness of society, and the lack of care and lack of compassion for others and sentient beings, then we're winning. Even when we say hello and thank you to the trees, to the pollinators, and we say thank you, dear sky, thank you, moon, kiss the sun, kiss the stars, and we kiss and say hello and hug our beautiful celestial beings that are out there, that are watching over us, that are observing us, that we one day are so thrilled and with anticipation that we can perhaps have even more of an experience with them. And to those of you that have had your own sacred experiences, however and whichever it may be, in whichever fashion, format, hold on to those, reflect upon those, because those are eternal reminders to yourself that we are not alone, that we are loved, that we are truly, when I say governed with or governed over, it's not from a tyrannical standpoint or authoritative. It's more from the governance of the galactic kingdom, the celestial realm, the archangel realm, the Holy Spirit, the divine universal realm, in which governs all the order in the world, in our ecological system, our ecosystem, on our microcosm, macrocosm, and so forth and so forth and so forth. Yet we are loved. And so when we emanate that love, and we are the mirror of God's love, and we are the mirror of God's beauty, we are the mirror of God's power, we are the mirror of God's strength, the creator strength, whatever's respective to anyone else, interchange. Whatever anyone out there may wish to, that's for their own personal interpretation. Yet I speak of what I know. So, in those terms, I'll speak of God. Yet, in that capacity, when we transcend with the mirror of God, God's speculum of that multi-prismatic, most holy, most magnetic, most magical. It is beyond, and it's so rewarding because when the altruism kicks in, when it's unconditional with no agenda and no application of, well, if I save this ant, then maybe the ant will save me in another life. Well, that's a nice thought, but when it comes from an unconditional response. So when you see a little ant upside down or a little spider upside down or whatnot, but then also when you see a little child or an elderly person who's fallen or something, the automatic response to just engage, take action within safe measure, of course. If they're off a cliff, you do what you can. But if they've fallen, what's the right thing to do? Go and pick them up, go and help. And even if they're not little or elderly or in their middle, it's still help them or offer to help them, right? And offer to just be there, to be present with our fellow brother and sister, creature, animal, and human, and also our celestial family, our angelic family, the divine angelic hosts that help us from beyond. So when we look into that and we work with God, the creator, the grand designer, and yes, we all have individual frequencies, as I was mentioning, that we have these inherent gifts within us to strengthen and to utilize, and with our sacred fortitude. And with that, let's extend from that. At this time, more so now than ever, in addition to the sensitivities of the magnetic field, in which I was mentioning, our Earth's magnetic field and our own electromagnetic field, in conjunction with our biofields of light, our soul star, whatever one wants to classify that as, I believe that everyone pretty much may know what I'm speaking of. Yet we must utilize our gifts, our personal spiritual strengths, to help balance out the imbalances that are arising on unprecedented scales. And there is an increase in such, let's say, those negative energies. And you're going to see more imbecile-like states of actions and non-action and idiocracy, the erratic behavior I was mentioning earlier, unprovoked aggression, and with the intent and purpose to inflict needless trauma, pain, injury upon another being, of any being. And so when we observe and we see that, and we are coming from a place of modification, and we are in a behavior modification and a spiritual modification in which we, you know, we don't declare to be perfect, but we are in the pursuit of becoming as perfect as we possibly can, because God sees us in the pursuit of perfection. And that is a beautiful and noble attribute to adhere to and to progress into and to self-actualize into. But in that state of perfection, in essence, it means that to be as humanly loving and humanly compassionate, and to learn everything conceivable and possible with variable scales, of course, whatever the passion is, whatever the intention behind that is, whatever the desire is, but how you utilize it, how you let it assist with the operating function of yourself. And so when you go into that place and you truly see the opposite of the intention of just inflicting common decency, common niceties, common expressions of just abundantly compassionate, or even just reciprocal kindness in the state of, I'm just going to be kind because I want to be kind, and then someone just happens to reciprocate and be kind back, and then it's lovely. But that's not always the case. But this is working through transcending all of these, let's say, instances. And so when we transcend that, all of that, and we counteract. Counteract is another word I want to work with, is counteract. So the result of all of this and much more is, of course, that we transcend the fear, the trauma, the anxiety, the hyperactivation of stress, and also, of course, major depressive disorders as well. And that is something that is, of course, serious, but when there's an exacerbation of symptoms, right? So we have the hypersensitivity, especially in those that already have a predisposition to all of what I just stated and expressed, trauma, depression, anxiety, and so forth, and fears. And I'm just going to mention the acronym that I'm sure people have heard, fear, false evidence appearing real. And other people might say false expectations appearing real. So whatever acronym works for you, if you like acronyms or the use of them, try to go there in the mind, because sometimes that can be a helpful tool to incorporate into the place of the self. So, and I speak of this hypersensitivity and the exacerbations of such, because especially if you're listening to the show, or if you're interested in the topics that this show and this network consists of, there's a strong probable, there's a strong probability that you are very gifted, or you're intrigued with gifts and the supernatural and the divine, of course. So those of you who are gifted and on the route to enhancing your gifts, and many of you have one or many of the numerous gifts of the Holy Spirit, the ability to feel, see, hear, And I speak of in the, the clairvoyance realm, the clairaudient, the clairsentient, mediumship, and being able to connect and to channel the transmissions, the starseed transmissions, the incarnate transmissions of the Palladians, the Arcturians, and Lyrians, everything and more, and to actually engage with, and to, when you pray fervently and you can feel and you can just feel, hear, and see the Holy Spirit come over you, when you channel, when you meditate, and you just are astral body traveling, when you see Jesus Christ, when you see the Blessed Mother, when you see the archangels, when you see the beautiful ETs, when you see anything that is beyond this world, beyond this earth, beyond this spectrum, that's a gift. Those are all gifts. And those of you that have different extensions and additions to those gifts, foster and foist them and go forward with just the confidence and the strength in yourself that this is a true gift. You have an ability to see beyond, to connect with the beyond, to incorporate your human self and your higher dimensional self with the higher dimensional realities and the interdimensional beautiful beings, and that there is a divine mission and purpose for all of you. And those of you that are maybe declaring, well, I don't know what my mission is, and I haven't felt anything yet, but I want to. Well, guess what? There's hope for you yet, because there is even more of that awakening that I was speaking of that is collectively occurring, and it's concurrent. And this is when you jump into the wave, that this is your time, like a little beautiful sea turtle, where you just capture from the sands and you wait for that correct wave, and nothing, no predator will get you, and you're just going into the ocean. You are being taken with the wave, and it is just enveloping you. And these things can happen overnight sometimes, and what you do with it afterwards, of course, that takes time to initiate further, of course, and to learn and progress, and what you can work with and what works for you at your pace. But a lot of those epiphanies, those psychological, the spiritual, the psycho-spiritual epiphanies, in which, wow, I actually experienced something. I've been waiting, let's say, 70 years, and it's happened. Well, that's wonderful, because it matters is what we do and what we have while we're in the physical body. We are eternal bodies, but while we're in this physical vehicle of our blood, our interstitial fluid, everything, our bone, everything that we are consistent and comprised of in the physical vehicle, with our spiritual drive, the spiritual ingenuity, the spiritual innovation that also coexists. So from that place, in which the gifted individuals and those that are wanting to really, I would say, hone in on what their potentials are and work with that. And it's like a karate master. So you start with your first degree, then you're yellow, and so forth. And then you go from yellow, orange, and then green, blue, and then brown, red, black, and then first degree, second degree, third degree, and all that. So you basically go through the initiate and you integrate and you master it accordingly. And then you go through your katas, your kumites, your forms, in anything. This is like in any kind of practice and discipline. Think of it in that way, in which the order, and you ascend the order and you stand up to it and you work with it. And the next thing you know, you are essentially becoming the master of yourself and also mastering your brain, and to nullify the negative inferences and calming of the mind and working with it. It's a day by day, it's a total practice. And, we all have moments in which sometimes it just comes out of nowhere, in which we have to say, okay, I'm in control of my mind right now. I'm not going to let the overanalysis, the overthinking consume me in this moment. And then there are other times where there is a definite threat upon which one has to apply critical thinking and so forth. So, in addition to all of that, when we make the mental notion that at this time that we truly must consider that every living creature upon this planet has the potential to be extremely vulnerable to all of these frequencies. That means that we and all the creatures can be very vulnerable and increasingly vulnerable to the frequencies that are part of our magnetic shield, the weakening of that, in which I'm going to extend into that in a moment. But when our sensitivities are growing and our sensitivities in the positive are growing, and then also the sensitivities to counteract the negative are growing, this is when we have to really hold on and to decipher and to discern what is what. And if we need practice with that, then so be it. Practice is a virtue. Repetition is conditioning. And we learn through repetition. We learn through the discipline. We learn through those components. So I'm going to refer back to what the magnetic poles of this planet that I wanted to get into with the shifting of our magnetic poles. The shifting of our magnetic poles are accelerating with a great deal of rapidness, and overall, the magnetic field that protects our beautiful planet, the magnetic field has been weakening and weakening and weakening. And I'm not being negative, I'm not, but I am speaking truth here. So these are very important facts to know and to look into further, of course. But in about the last 150 years, it's been purported that 10% of that field has been literally diminished. But as we're today in 2023, there's definitely at least a 20% downshift of our Earth's magnetic shield. And that means that our Earth's, the biosphere, the Earth's magnetic shield, and this is not climate change. That's a whole different engineered statement and term that is not reality. That's bypassing reality altogether. This is reality here. This magnetic shield is all consistent with the reality of ourselves and our the ecosystem and the galactic kingdom, everything. So when we have this magnetic shield weakening, these shifts do continue, but our bodies, though, and our bodies that contain our souls, our physical vehicle, like I was speaking of, our shells in which we are the body electric. So of course, when the Earth's atmosphere is within the realm of the global electrical circuits and the geomagnetic fields, and I just want to say that, you know, it's lovingly considered in relation to all these things and all the response systems that we incur upon Earth, but the physiological impacts to our bodies, to our brain, to our cognitive functions, our spiritual mechanisms, there is truly this, I would say, vulnerability that is ever more commonplace due to all of this electromagnetic effects. And sometimes I like to say electromagnetic interference, space weather, solar flares, geomagnetic storms, solar rays, the CMEs, coronal mass ejections. And I have mentioned before in previous shows intermittently that at times whenever that is occurring, the veil is diminished. And that's an interpretation I feel and think, but I don't know if that's true. That part, I just have my own little theory that, and maybe other people have spoken of this, but that when we have vulnerabilities, yes, and that's fact, and it does affect our brains, our hearts, our minds, everything in the electric body. But I also feel that the veil, while that veil is diminishing at some points in time through the electromagnetic shield and the diminishment of that, that we are even more able to be more in tune with, and this is a positive spectrum of this news, is that what I believe and what I actually have observed and I've noticed with many other observations, let's just leave it there, but that there is a way to counter with that. As long as you're aware that these components can exist and to affect our shells, our physical body, our biofield, and things around us, well, there's also the positive in which we can actually become even more psychic. We can actually become even more clairvoyant. We can become even more divine. We can become even more at one with our holy universe when we have the awareness, the knowledge, and in our own way to counteract the adverse effects of certain things, but we can implement accordingly with the knowledge. Because if you know that maybe the cognitive function, or you're feeling a little bit of an electrical impulse, or you notice the animals are acting a little different, and they're, you know, swimming or flying in a certain kind of concentric circle, and it seems, then you pay attention to the patterns and you notice that, okay, the CMEs are really big today. The solar flares are huge, or there's a lot of electromagnetic interference. And, you know, astrologically, there's, and I'll just reference, when you hear of Mercury retrograde and you hear about the planet Mercury going retrograde, going backwards, and then communication systems are off, or there's delays, or, you know, Mercury is the god, the planet of communication. And so anything with your automobiles, your computers, anything of electrical transmission and also communication can have an effect where perhaps there is a delay, or to redo, reevaluate, reassist, reanalyze, and all of that good stuff. But think of it in the way in which these solar storms, the CMEs, it's almost as if there's that interference at the same time of where we are also going through a soul's emergence simultaneously. So in every way you look at it, we're going through solar weather, we're going through mass psychosis on Earth, which is also affected by the biofield and the electromagnetic shield of the Earth, and in conjunction with the divine awakening, and with the, I'm cautious when I speak of negative energies, but let me just extend and speak of it in this context, in a spiritual warfare. So let's say that we don't have the electromagnetic shield and the weakening of that, and everything's fine with our electromagnetic shield, and everything is totally, completely not diminishing, and that we have just goodness everywhere, and everything is in peace and of justice and of virtue, and everyone is kind and loving to one another. Well, then there is a place and time in which, what do we contend with? And I'm not justifying any of the negative transgressions upon the world at all, in no means, but what do we have to contend with to progress? So if I'm sparring, who do I have to spar with? Am I going to shadow box in the, you know, in a mirror, or in the shadow and shadow box and train myself on, you know, martial arts? Or am I going to do ballet by myself? Well, yes, you can, but at the same time, life is not an individual sport, yet we individually show up. And so we also have others to contend with, sharing and caring, right? Sharing is caring. But when we have oppositions, okay, when we have the negative influences of any origin, and collectively, the positives all come together, and there's this convergence in any spectrum. So if there's a doctor over there in that corner, a farmer in that corner, a mechanic over there, an engineer, a florist, an astrologist over there, a psychologist over there, they're all speaking of goodness. They're all, well, guess what? They have more in common than anyone could ever imagine, because of the fact of the one common denominator between all of those people from various skill sets and various purposes is that they have one main huge purpose and mission collectively, and that is in their own individual self, yet extending out to the external realm to help our world, to help society, the animals, creatures, and the overall sacredness of this world, that there's the pursuit of the counteracting of all negativity. So we're always going to have a battle between good and bad, the yin and yang, and the battle of good versus evil. And that is a spiritual warfare in which we contend with. So unfortunately, we don't have the world without that interference. And so we just have to work with what we have and prosper from that, foist from that, and continue to just override the things that do not apply in this moment, but to look at the big picture. And when you look at the big picture, in which we are literally in the big picture, goodness does always prevail. God's light always illuminates. The spectrum of God's mirror always illuminates when we walk in that light. So when we have these, let's say, studies that are numerously repeated studies about our particle impacts and the electromagnetic fields produced by that space weather, and you know, there's a completely, totally intimate interaction with our brains, our cognitive defects, emotional instability. There's neural inflammation. There's a great deal of that I was mentioning earlier, anxiety. So there's profound anxiety amplification there. So when you look at all of those instances and people that are good, people that want to be good, people that are working on themselves, and then individuals that might be on a drastic severe, and I'm not speaking about in the clinical state, I'm speaking of in the other desirous state of being nefarious. So I'll speak of it in that way. So when you look at the specific impacts, and sometimes I refer to brain functions in the show, but the hippocampus, and especially in the locus coeruleus, and that is the area of the brain that affects our ability to handle panic attacks, again, anxiety, elements of fear. There's also the amygdala and all that. But when we have these vulnerabilities and they're increasing as our magnetic shield and our magnetic field essentially weakens, there is that feeling of exacerbation in every possible way. So that also, and I was just mentioning that to let people know on all kinds of levels that this is a real circumstance to look into, to research. There is a wonderful person, Ben Davidson of Suspicious Observers. I adore his channel. Everyone should look him up. I also love this gentleman named Dane Wigington, who is of geoengineeringwatch.org, and he is wonderful. So anyone out there that is really interested in what I am speaking of, because I by no means am an expert on electromagnetic shield, bio shield, I love speaking of what is intriguing to me and of much passion, what I'm impassioned by, and whatever I feel that I can share. So, but those two particular individuals and their channels, and you can find them, they're not censored as of now, thank goodness. But I recommend that if anyone is interested, or if they know of them or not, well, certainly look into them if you are not previously aware of their work. And so I wanted to speak about how to counteract even more of anything that's coming our way with those, let's say, exacerbations, the reactions, the vulnerabilities. Okay, so when we are in a spiritual warfare, so to speak, and also if we have things that are organically occurring, and then other people are also co-contributing by creating things such that do not need to be present on the earth, of like CERN and other things, and well, there's so many complex creations and much of that that is, I'll leave it there. But be mindful of your own state of being. If you find yourself feeling a bit out of sorts, a little different than usual, a bit out of norm, also contend with the fact that you may be also going through an ascension, in which perhaps in the next show I can discuss that further, but go into the place of what belongs to you, what is your feeling, or is this from something else? And the more you know how to self-analyze yourself, because who knows you better than yourself? Yourself. And yes, some people might be in a complete spectrum of denial of themselves, and that's a whole different topic altogether. Yet when it comes to this, when you're working on familiarizing yourself with the world, with the earth, with the outer kingdom, with the inner kingdom, the kingdom of God that is within you, that is within and around you, of divine, the divine supply, and all of the logistics of this world and the spiritual matter of the world. And we are in the materia, and we are in all of the ethos of the patterns. And so taking the patterns, applying those patterns into yourself, integrating that, and then working with it, you can really learn even more about yourself. And even if you feel like, okay, well, my goal is to help myself to work with my anxiety, and whether you have a specialized psychologist, counselor, therapist, whether you have, if some people need medicine or not need medicine. So I'm just putting that as also disclaimer that I'm not going to refer to that. I'm going to refer to what you can do in addition to, or if you're not implementing those resources in any way. So if you're doing it without or in addition to, walk with nature whenever you can. Get your vitamin D. Keep up with your nutrition. Keep up with your hydration. Really, really watch for the certain ingredients that is in a lot of processed foods, because that contributes a great deal. The GMOs, everyone's heard about that, but some people need a little reminder at times. But when there's genetically modified and genetically engineered food and additives and so forth that are interjected and implemented wrongfully, it really affects your own biochemical responses, your cellular levels, your hormone, your cognitive functioning, everything. So it's very important to really look into what you're consuming and what you're ingesting in all areas of, let's say, consuming. And so work with that. Work with whatever you can do, especially with your stomach, your intestinal organisms. The stomach is a second brain. And so when you work with your intestinal and your digestive and your gastrointestinal, there's a great deal of healing that can occur as well. The stomach contains a lot of fear. Liver contains fear. Lungs, all the organs of the body. It's very intriguing. And if one wants to look into more of the psychic symptoms in the body, then they can. And so in addition to that, prayerful affirmations, mantras, chanting, exercise of any sort, whether it's low resistance, high resistance, just anything that keeps your lymph moving. But journal, practice your meditation, practice your praying. And I just really wanted to convey the message that all of you are in the most grand of love and light and majesty of the divine realm and the divine kingdom. And keep doing your beautiful light work. Keep doing your beautiful spiritual work. Keep with your spiritual journey. And keep on traversing through this amazing, wondrous kingdom and this beautiful planet Earth. Thanks you, in the galactic kingdom. Thanks you for all of your loving participation, as it is so in much enjoy to be the host of our existence. And so we honor that. And I will return in the next 2 weeks on the next Beyond Earth show. And it has been an absolute pleasure to be here with you today. And just reminding you again to walk in the atmosphere of love and exist in the atmosphere of love. And your power is sacred. Your mind is sacred. And you have control over your mind and your thoughts and your manifestations always. So I will be back, and I look forward to our next show. And please have a joyous, beautiful, happy, healthy, safe weekend ahead. It's been a pleasure. Again, I'm Ray Trujillo, and thank you for participating.